Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy. It's a grim morning across America and the world as they look at what happened in Wisconsin, but I have a little bit of good news to add to an otherwise grim morning. I'm joined by Kristen Wagoner and Baronelle Stutzman. You know Baronelle from her long, long, long effort, now over, to defend her religious beliefs by refusing to participate in ceremonies with which she does not agree because of her faith. She's been represented for years by Kristen Wagoner and the Alliance Defends, Alliance Defending Freedom. Good morning, Baronelle. Good morning, Kristen. Good to have you back. Baronelle, you're such a... I'll bet your heart is breaking for the other grandmothers in the world this morning as we look at Wisconsin. You won't be worried about yourself or talking about your case. You'll be worried about these people. I know you.
Absolutely.
And Kristen, same way, right?
Yes, our hearts are troubled, and we're praying for them, praying for the healthcare providers that are serving them in these moments as well.
So with that, I just wanted to acknowledge it so that people know we are, of course, thinking about people like that. But I do want to update them, and perhaps I'll start with you, Kristen. Would you remind us of Baronelle and the florist shop, the facts, the result, the fact that the court did not do what it ought to have done last year and give her relief, but you finally brought about an end to this case?
Sure. Baronelle served her customer, Rob Ingersoll, for nearly a decade. She designed dozens of arrangements for he and his partner. But when he came in and asked her to design custom arrangements for a same-sex ceremony, she said that was the one event that she couldn't do because of her relationship with Christ. The state of Washington and then the ACLU pursued Baronelle relentlessly through the court system, not just suing her shop, Arlene's Flowers, but actually suing her personally so that it could punish and ruin her, taking nearly all she owns. She needed to choose between her convictions and facing severe financial penalties. The case has a long history. It went up to the U.S. Supreme Court at the same time Masterpiece Cake Shop with Jack Phillips did. The U.S. Supreme Court wiped out the bad Washington decision, sent it back down. The bad Washington decision got put back in place. And then just this last summer, the Supreme Court denied hearing Baronelle's case for a second time. And that left us to where we are today, Hugh, and we were able to reach a settlement. And I can go into that, but I've talked long enough. But it was really a miracle and a gift from God, we believe, that got us into that position to allow Baronelle to retire.
Now, Baronelle, you are able to retire finally and stop this battle. I am still disappointed deeply in the Supreme Court. I understand their law and logic. I understand that they didn't want to hand down too many decisions at once. But they had to avert their eyes from your situation. How do you feel about the courts after this long drama and finally a settlement that allows you to retire and yet the shops stay open?
Well, I'm not retired yet, but I'm getting really close. But, you know, I'm really disappointed that the courts didn't uphold my constitutional rights. And I hope they see past this because there's many other cases to follow mine. So we're hoping for good.
And Kristen, I believe the court, if they ever got to the merits of Baronelle's case, would have upheld her rights. Why do you suppose they didn't ever get to the merits? Did they expect a settlement like this? And is the reason the ACLU settled because they knew the third time and they would be out?
I do think that the ACLU was deeply concerned with where we're at. Just one day before the reconsideration deadline was to expire in Baronelle's case, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in a case called 303 Creative, which is a case very similar to Baronelle's, except it's involving website designs and actual words. And Lori Smith is being compelled, under the same law that Jack Phillips is being compelled, to violate her beliefs and to have to express messages that violate her convictions. That case is pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. We're asking the court to hear that case. And it was that decision that allowed us to ask for reconsideration in Baronelle's case and gave leverage to ensure that she doesn't lose all she has, that she can pass her legal torch on to others with a case positioned at the court. And we're optimistic the court will grant cert and resolve this issue.
Now, I want to emphasize the exposure which Baronelle bravely took on over all these years. It would have been very easy to serve Rob It would have been very easy to give up. How long has this been going on for, Baronel? When did this start? What year did this begin?
2013.
Okay, so we are. I can't do math. I'm a lawyer. 8 years into this, and Krista, you know, thank goodness I'm not in retail, Baronel, or we would be broke immediately. Kristen, how many pages of paper have you filed on behalf of Baronel?
Oh, thousands of pages of paper, many, many hearings. We fought to ensure she wouldn't be personally liable, and the ACLU fought to ensure she would. Many, many court battles over the 8 years.
And so I know the court they can't proceed on the basis of the suffering or the injustice to one person. They have to look at the big picture. But I know, Baronel, I've met you often. You two together, you obviously love each other, have great affection for each other. Why do you think this, Kristen, is a victory?
Because my first obligation and ADF's first obligation is always to our clients.
Yep.
We need to do right by them. And the idea that a 77-year-old grandmother could lose everything she owns because she politely served a gay customer for 10 years and didn't do his marriage is just unthinkable. It's something that can't happen. But second, you know, God provided, I believe, an opportunity not only to resolve Baronel's case, but another opportunity to get these cases before the court. So she's able to retire on her timing, and we are able to continue the cause to affirm the principle that no one should be forced to express a message that violates their convictions. And Baronel has stood not only for her own beliefs, but even for those of Rob and Kurt, for their freedoms as well, even if they don't realize it.
And Baronel, I want to take the opportunity to thank you. A lot of people don't do this because they don't want the attention. They don't want the abuse. We hear about threats and we hear about the awful climate in which we live today. You have lived through that. And I know how awful it's been and how many people have tried to turn you into. You're like the least villainous villain that the left has ever come up with. I mean, I can't really make you into a villain. But what is your perspective on this at the end of it?
Well, you know, my faith has never been the decision for the courts or for somebody else. My faith is in God, and it's really pretty simple. I trust that God's plan is better than mine, and my job is just to be faithful for his word. And yes, there has been a cost over these years to stand, but there's a bigger cost if we don't stand.
Let me ask this, Kristen, as a concluding summary here. Is there any restriction at all on Baronel talking about her faith, her case, did the ACLU get a gag order of any sort on Baronel?
Absolutely not.
And that allows her to continue to witness and to talk about her case and to encourage others to be strong in their religious liberty. No matter what that religion, she happens to be a Protestant like most of my audience is, or a Catholic like most of our audience is. They're just basic Christian, mere Christian. But for any religious believer or no belief at all, Alliance Defense steps up. Any doubt about that she's an encourager, Kristen?
Not at all. She's inspired millions of others in their own battles to live their faith out in the public square.
Baronel, again, thank you. Will the Thanksgiving be different this year? You're not going to have to tell people whether or not the house is going to be sold to pay the judgment?
No, I get to have Thanksgiving with my family, and there's going to be 19. And I hear you're going to have a big family gathering, too. So happy
we have 17. We have 17, but I have a Genghis Kate coming, a two-year-old. Do you have any two-year-olds going to your house?
I do.
You see, that's always the wild card, right?
Absolutely.
Kristen, how about you? Are you going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving?
I am, yes. We're really looking forward to it. All three kids are under one roof, which doesn't happen all that often anymore.
Well, bravo to all of us. We are the lucky ones, and our prayers are for those who are suffering in Wisconsin. Thank you both. Alliance Defending Freedom at work this Thanksgiving, as they are every Thanksgiving, protecting the rights of people like Baronel because of talent like Kristen Wagoner, her counsel through all these years. I have been inspired all these years. I go to a lot of Alliance Defending Freedom events, the Blackstone Fellows, the annual gathering. Whenever I can and they ask, I go and do it for them because they are amazing. They defend you. They defend me. They defend everyone's rights, and they do it without complaint.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
This is Carol Platt-Lebow for townhall.com. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate is a stellar example of the law of unintended consequences. Intended to increase the number of people vaccinated, it's mostly increased resentment against the administration. A U.S. Court of Appeals has permanently blocked enforcement of the mandate in the private sector, though the matter will likely end up before the Supreme Court. America saw chaos when pilots staged sick-outs to dramatize their opposition to the mandate. It looks like the Biden team angered a lot of Americans for nothing. The administration can still enforce the mandate for federal workers, which includes the TSA. At Bradley Airport in Hartford, Connecticut last weekend, security lines were out the door with only two TSA agents at work. Have the same silent sick-outs now spread? If so, and the Biden administration thinks it's unpopular now, just wait until Americans stand in long airport lines over Thanksgiving.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.